Look, if this is what adulthood really is, then trust me, guys, we've been scammed for real. The OGs who have been sticking around since I started this channel, I'm so sorry for the name change. In fact, I'm not changing this one. I think I've changed like twice already, and I'm sticking to this one for real. And yeah, I don't even know what to call it anymore, because for real, I don't even know what to call it anymore. And then I didn't want to use a name where it's like the name is kind of limiting the kind of content I post or something. Like you have like I just want a place where I can just flow. I just talk about anything I want to talk about. Something that's, let's say, a life journal. Okay, so yeah. And today's topic is a very short one, and then one I talk about it a lot, like on my statuses with my friends and all. And I've been wanting to drop an episode on it. I've been wanting to do this podcast since last year, but I don't know. It's either I don't have the time to do it, or anytime I want to do it, something comes up and then I don't do it, okay? I feel the picture of adulthood we saw when we were kids, like the picture we saw, that's not what we're getting. For real, trust me, because as a kid, I used to see my older brothers and cousins and stuff. They go out anytime, they come home anytime. Sometimes, like my parents or the family gets angry and all, and then they just don't like, they were okay, like these guys were chilling. You Bob, no one ever complained of being broke. I didn't see anyone being depressed or anything. Maybe if they did it in silence, fine. But then it's like our time, yo, like for real. It's crazy, like the picture we saw when we were kids, that's not what we're getting now. So I think right now it's two things. It's either the package we saw, there was something hidden in that package we didn't see when we were kids. Okay, we just saw the nice parts, and then it just sneaked in the back end, and it's really worrying us now. Or we saw the right thing, but what we ordered isn't what we got. No one told us about depression. No one told us about, emotional and mental breakdowns. No, in fact, no one told us about brokenness, like an unnecessary horniness too. I don't know about the girls. I'm talking for the guys. Or let me say, I'm talking for myself. Unnecessary horniness, like I don't know where that one came from. For relationship issues, that one it's been around since. But yo, guys, I don't know if someone is messing with our generation or something. I don't know. See, if someone has a solution out there, just let me know. Cause see, and even gets crazier when you start paying bills. Like money comes, and then you don't even know. You don't even know what happens. You don't know what happens. You pay one, two, and then it's all gone. You pay one. Even with a single people, you forget those who are in relationships. Will tell you they do this for their guys, they do this for their girlfriends. Forget those people. Even with the single ones, they still complain. I don't know. Like, I think something has changed. I don't know if it's the people or the world. And I know the world is evolving, but then something has changed somewhere that is really causing our world to become very difficult. Because right now, we really have the freedom to go out, but we can't go out because, I feel, and also one major thing is we play with people's feelings these days. People play with, in fact, everyone plays with everyone's feelings these days, and it's causing most of the problems. This mental health issues, depression, mental breakdown, and all, like, we have this problem of, perfect painted pictures in our head of every situation. Okay, like someone wants to get into a relationship, the person already has a painted picture of the perfect relationship he or she wants. So immediately they get into it, and they are not, what's happening is not moving with the picture they have in their head. They just want to bail out. Okay, And then you bail out without thinking of the person you were in the relationship with. Is the person okay with it? Like, do you get me? Why would you even have to get into it because you want something? Like, you want your picture, like, just, you're just play with everyone's feelings these days, and it's also causing most of the problems. I know these days, lots of the old people kind of blame social media for most of the stuff that's happening. It's true though, it's true, but then, you know, you can't really blame social media. It's a tool, okay? It's just like any other tool, like a knife. A knife is a tool, and I say that it can be a weapon, alright? Same as social media. So, I think the problem is about the people using it. It's the people using it, not the tool, okay? A lot of people get this mental breakdowns, this emotional distresses and stuff from stuff they see on social media. And again, I'm not blaming social media. Okay, yeah, you chose to watch something like that. You chose to let it get to you that much. I mean, that's social media life. Like, and there's something you call the social media. It's not even real. Do you get me? So you letting it get to you that much that you think about it and then you want it and then you don't get it and now you're all feeling messed up and stuff. See, there are stuff worth worrying about than things you see online, and then, you know, the kind of lifestyle you see and you're not getting it, and it's God. Just like 14th February is coming up and then everyone is like, Vows Day, for real. Like, no sake of, I'm not going out on vows or anything, or I'm not getting any gifts on vows or anything, but really, you guys have to make that much noise. Like, you guys have to really hype it like that. Like, it's just one day something. Why are you people even making noise about it? Like, not like I'm jealous or maybe because I'm not getting anything or no one is going out with me or anything, but really, you should consider everyone. Stop making noise about it. We all know Vows Day is coming, so it's like, well, but yeah, I'm keeping it short, but y'all should think about it. Someone is messing with us somewhere. If you have any solution, please let me know. Like, help me, help a brother, or help me, let me share it, let me help others too, because for real, we know the CTO. So if you've seen your stop, just hit us up, like, you will. And also, I know we all started this year with some strong New Year resolutions and goals and plans. Please, how far? Don't bail out yet. I know January was very long and very tiresome, but please, don't bail out yet. I beg. I beg you. Just, you know, keep going. Don't lose it. Alright? I'm going to leave you guys off here. I'm even tired talking about it. I'm having some. Bye-bye.